If your body was structured in a way that made cancer screening more difficult, would you want to know? In the United States and in Western Australia, women are routinely informed if their breast screen shows that they have dense breasts. It's not abnormal, but it can make mammogram results harder to read, and it is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. But a new Australian study says we shouldn't necessarily be telling all women about their breast density as a matter of course, because it can have downsides too. Researcher Brooke Nicol told me why earlier. Brooke, thanks so much for joining us on the Health Report.
Thanks, Tegan. Thanks for having me.
So shouldn't women be informed about things pertaining to their body just as a general rule?
So yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. So we know that women and consumers here in Australia, from our previous qualitative work and from advocacy, want to know about breast density. So we're interested in conducting this work to better understand the possible impact that this information may have on a widespread national level here in Australia.
Okay, so it's more at the population level. So what are the sorts of population level trends that might be concerning to you?
So breast density is one of a number of independent risk factors for breast cancer. And it also has the ability to lower the sensitivity of mammography, meaning that it makes it harder to see tumors on mammography in women who have dense breasts. However, what we're concerned about is that the issue right now is that we currently don't know what to tell women who have dense breasts, and there's no clinical proven pathway. So there's no evidence that increasing screening intervals or adding supplemental screening, so things like ultrasound or MRI to mammography in women with dense breasts, improves long-term outcomes on a population level related to breast cancer. And, you know, it can also have harms, including false positives and the potential overdiagnosis and overtreatment of breast cancer.
Can you talk about overdiagnosis and overtreatment? Because if you're diagnosing something, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, so overdiagnosis is diagnosing a condition that would not actually cause harm if left undetected or untreated. Now we're seeing in some cancers, including breast cancer, that we're overdiagnosing women or men in other conditions such as prostate cancer and thyroid cancer with conditions that might not actually have harmed them in the long term.
So why is breast density in the conversation at the moment? What's prompted this?
There's been some consumer advocacy here in Australia, as well as the screening services really wondering what approach to take in terms of notifying women of their breast density. So currently in the US, women are notified of their breast density, and that came about over about a decade of advocacy and movements from industry and consumers wanting the right to know. So other screening programs across the world now are wondering what best to do in their current context and how the benefits of informing women about breast density will outweigh the harms.
What's the status quo in Australia?
So currently there isn't really a status quo. In WA, they've been informing women about their breast density for a number of years now. But in other states, like I said, they're contemplating whether or not to inform women and how best to do so.
People are not a homogenous group. We actually had research on the Health Report a few months ago about medical maximizers or medical minimizers, that when you give people information about their health or their risk factor, that some people are more prone to seek out more treatment and some people are less interested in seeking out treatment. How does that play with the work that you're doing around breast density specifically?
So absolutely. So we have been looking at something similar. So our current trial that we ran looked at whether or not informing women leads to psychological outcomes, screening outcomes, and intentions to speak with doctors. So what we found by randomizing women to either receive breast density information or not, that significantly more women who receive this breast density notification are likely to seek supplemental screening. They're more likely to have higher levels of anxiety and feel more worried about cancer generally, and also more likely to speak with their GPs. So as you said, everyone is different and receiving information can be taken differently. But what we're really interested in is trying to find out whether on a population level, informing women about their breast density and notifying them, the benefits can outweigh the harms of doing so.
On the health report, we're constantly telling people to speak to their GP. Why are you putting this in a potentially negative category for the purposes of this research?
So speaking with your GP, it's not so much a negative thing, but because the evidence around breast density is still lacking in terms of the long-term outcomes and what women with dense breasts should do, when it's being placed back on the GP, it makes it difficult because there are no clear guidelines or evidence for them to tell women what to do. So because it is so uncertain, we just want to know what the impacts will be for women and for GPs if this was to be rolled out on a national level.
So it's something that is already in play in the United States. Australia is an opportunity, I suppose, because we don't do it routinely here. What are your recommendations at this stage based on what you've found?
Our trial highlights that notifying women could have some cons or harms in terms of psychological impact. It demonstrated also a potential impact to health services in terms of supplemental screening. The more women may go seek ultrasound or MRI or want additional mammography between their regular scheduled screening. And as I just mentioned, in terms of GPs, the burden of this issue might fall on them to discuss and navigate with women without clear guidelines or evidence. So what we found and what this trial has showed is that there are some potential harms or cons that the screening services need to be aware of and understand before they begin notifying women on a population level. And really to understand, you know, how the information will be received by women and that it's accurate and balanced when presenting that.
Brooke, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Brooke Nicol is an NHMRC Emerging Leader Research Fellow at the University of Sydney's School of Public Health.